faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, with Superman unaware of their whereabouts, Lois Lane and Detective Candy Myers draw near to the hideout of a man who helped to frame Perry White, quite unconscious of the fact that their approach through night-darkened woods is being watched by an armed man and his ferocious dog. Listen.
Quiet, tight, quiet. It's you and me just keep our eyes peeled on them, too. Don't let them know they're being watched. Wonder what in tarnation they're doing here. Say, you think maybe they're here after Harry? Well, we'll find out soon enough. And if they are, we'll take care of them, Tig. You and me, we'll take care of them.
Say, if you're excited at getting a pep photo of a great screen or sports star, remember this. That photo is only one in a whole series of 24 stars. And you get one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Think of it, a complete gallery to collect. Photos of Dana Andrews of Sam Golden Pictures and Hedy Lamarr of United Artists and Adolf Kiefer, the swimming champ. And they're yours as an exclusive Pep prize.
Yes, sir. Every photo is sharp and clear. A handy, candid camera size.
Right. The most thrilling collector's item since way back when. And look, here's the exciting way to swap your duplicates for photos you don't have. Yes, play Photo Swap, the terrific swap game. We'll show you how later in the program.
Remember, a photo is yours in every package of Pep, those catchy-tasting flakes of good whole wheat. You wonder how each spoonful can taste better than the last, but it always does.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
To destroy the chances of Editor Perry White's being elected mayor on a Reform Party ticket, Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of Metropolis, succeeded in having White arrested on a framed-up hit-and-run charge. Knowing it was a frame-up, Clark Kent, who was really Superman, and his friend Candy Myers, a private detective, joined forces. While Candy searched for Harry Niles, a Hickey henchman who had posed as the hit-and-run victim, Kent hunted for Dr. Tobin, a physician in Hickey's employ who had spirited Niles away from the city hospital to a hideout. During Kent's absence, Candy picked up Harry Niles' trail and, with Lois Lane, girl reporter, drove into the countryside southwest of Metropolis. On foot, they followed a stream in the moonlight and came within sight of the old Nelson farmhouse where Candy believed Niles was hiding. But they were unaware that a tall, gaunt man in overalls, carrying a rifle and accompanied by a huge mastiff dog, was trailing them. As cautiously, they approached the farmhouse, which hid in the dark shadows cast by a grove of trees.
Listen. Look, Miss Lane. There's a light downstairs, one of the back rooms. See it?
Uh-huh.
We'll make for that. See what we can see. Now, remember, all we want to do is to find out if Niles is here. And if he's not hurt, like Kent says. Then we'll go back to Metropolis and get Inspector Henderson to send someone out to nab him.
That's good enough for me, Candy. I'm not anxious to meet Niles out here alone.
I just hope he hasn't got a dog.
Yes, that would be bad. But if they did, it would have hurt us by now and be barking its head off.
Yeah, I guess so. Wait.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard something. Somebody.
Where?
Behind us.
I don't hear anything. Except the crickets.
I don't either now.
Maybe it was a rabbit or a squirrel.
Yeah, it could be. Come on. Quietly now.
Gosh, this darkness gives me the willies.
We're almost there. Whatever you do, don't slip or anything now.
I'll try not to, Candy. Now, if only Niles is here.
Find that out right now. Hold it.
Looking for somebody?
What the?
Don't reach for your gun, mister. I'll hear you. Watch him tight.
Who are you?
I'm the fellow whose land you're on.
Oh, you must be Mr. Nelson.
Who are you?
Who, us?
Why, we're...
Come on, talk up. When folks come trespassing on my land, my trigger finger starts itching.
Now, take it easy, Nelson. We're friends.
You ain't no friends of mine. I never seen you before.
We're friends of your nephew, Harry Niles.
You're friends of Harry?
Sure, we came out here to... Bring him an important message, didn't we, Miss... Susie.
Yeah, that's right. Sure, we did. Mike Hickey sent us out to see Harry.
Harry, here, ain't
he? I ain't saying. Yet, you say Mike Hickey sent you?
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't believe you.
Now listen to me, Mr. Nelson.
We'll find out if you're telling the truth or not. Harry will be back soon. And if you're lying like I figure, this rifle will do the talking. Turn around.
You better do what the man says, Miss Lane.
Yes.
Take that gun out of your shoulder holster real slow, mister, and drop it on the ground. Slow, I said. Don't make no other move, or it'll be the last you ever make.
Okay, take it easy.
Now, march around the house and into the kitchen. We'll wait for Harry there. Go on, get. Watch him, Tig.
Candy, what do we do now?
I don't know, Miss Lane. This don't look so good. Harry White speaking.
Chief, this is Kent.
Oh, where are you, Kent?
Well, I'm sort of shuttling, you might say, between Dr. Tobin's house and garage, still waiting for him to show up. I'm at the garage right now.
Well, stop wasting time and get back here.
I'm not wasting time, Chief. The only lead I have at the moment, and I'm sticking with it for a while longer. Listen, did you and Lois hear from Candy Myers?
Yes, he came in a little while ago and said he was pretty sure he knew where Harry Miles is.
Oh, swell. Let me talk to him, will you?
And he's not here. He went out with Lois.
Went out? Where?
To check up on Niles, of course. To see if he is where Candy thinks and if he was only pretending to be injured, as you say.
Well, where did they go?
Well, Candy didn't say. He was in too much of a hurry.
Oh. Well, please call me as soon as you hear from them, will you, Chief? The number here is Metropolis 4-3100. Have you got it?
Metropolis 4-3100.
That's right.
Okay, Kent.
Meanwhile, I'll keep checking with you. I still think Dr. Tobin will show up here. So long.
Bye.
Easy, Ty, easy.
I wish you'd tell that dog of yours to stand on the other side of the kitchen. I don't trust him.
Ty knows you're afeard, miss. But if so be you're telling the truth about Mike Hickey sending you out here to see Harry, you ain't got nothing to be afeard of.
When'll Harry be back?
Well, there's his car now, I reckon. Yes, Harry. Now we'll find out if he knew was lying or not.
Come, Candy.
Hiya, Harry.
Who are they, Unc?
Come in and shut the door, Harry.
How you doing, Harry, old boy? Long time no see.
Who are you?
Why,
don't you remember us?
No, never seen you before in my life.
I knew they was lying, I knew it. Now I'm going to take care of them. Stand back, Harry.
His gaunt, cruel face twisted into a guilty smile. Nelson flips his rifle to his shoulder and sights along its gleaming barrel at Lois Lane and Candy Myers. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. So keep listening. You know, for sheer fun, you just can't beat collecting things, especially when they're red-hot items like those 24 folders of great stars you get as a prize, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Correct, because these Pep photos are brilliantly clear, actual photos of famous screen and sports stars, like George Sanders, the slick man in all those United Artists movies, and Charlie Trippi, the all-American halfback. What's more, every photo is perfect for collecting, a handy, candid camera size. Not only that, you've got more fun in store besides collecting. You can play Photo Swap, the exciting way to trade your duplicates. And the photos you get in exchange may help complete your collection of all 24 stars. Yes, sir. Every single game of Photo Swap's a thrill. You swap blind when you play, so you never know which photos you'll get. Now, here's the lowdown. Always carry with you the photos you want to swap. Then, when you see a friend coming, pull out your spares and turn them face down in your hand. Of course, he does the same. Okay? You march right up to him, and here's what the two of you say. Hey, photo swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top. Now you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hands. And there you are. You swap and get different photos. Of course, you might catch another duplicate.
Well, if so, use it for other photo swap games. Each one's excitement plus.
Yes, sir. Like the fun of eating Pep, those catchy flakes of whole wheat. Pile your bowl full every morning at breakfast, because Pep's a mountain of good eating.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the kitchen of a farmhouse, Harry Niles' uncle has leveled his rifle at Lois Lane and Private Detective Candy Myers. As the gaunt old man's finger tightens on the trigger, Candy calls out to Harry Niles.
Don't let him shoot, Niles. Mike Hickey sent us out here.
Hold it, Unc.
There I
am. No, we're not.
Mike did send us out to talk to you. It's very important, Harry.
Don't you believe him. Let me...
Wait a minute.
All right, talk. Why did Mike send you out here? He wants us to take you to another hideout.
Yeah, that's right. A reporter on the Daily Planet found out where you were.
And he may be out here soon with the state police. Now, we got to move fast, Harry.
I say don't believe him, Harry.
Shut up, Unc.
How did this reporter guy find out where I am? Tell me that. Found out from your wife, that's how.
My wife?
Yeah, that's right. You know, she's sore at you. So she blabbed that this is where you always hide out.
Harry, I warn you, these two...
Quiet, Unc.
I'll check this story right away. What do you mean, check it? How?
I'm going to call up Mike Hickey personal and ask him.
Uh-oh.
Quiet. I want the progress 9-1202. That's right. Mike says he sent you out here. Okay. But if he says he didn't, well, Nelson will take care of you like he wanted to before.
Dismayed, Lois Lane and Candy Myers get no more than look at each other as Harry Niles waits for Mike Hickey to answer while the old man points his rifle at them. For they know what the political boss's answer will be and what that answer will mean to them. With Clark Kent, who is Superman, miles away in Metropolis, unaware of his friend's grave peril, what, if anything, can save Lois and Candy now and prevent Mike Hickey from sending Perry White to the penitentiary? Monday's exciting episode is packed with action, thrills, and a surprise. So be sure to listen. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 12 of The Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Will you have some candy?
Sure.
Some Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Sure thing. Where are they?
Well, I wasn't offering. I was just asking whether somebody at your house will make you some of the most delicious, easy-to-fix candy you ever pop into your mouth. Light as a feather Marshmallow Squares. All golden with the toasted rice bubbles of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Can you picture a cereal that doubles candy?
Sure. When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The simple recipes printed right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.